Please join me in prayer. Father God, as we move toward the end of the season of Advent and get ready for Christmas this year, we ask you to walk with us. Help us to focus on the ministry and meaning of the life of your Son, Jesus. And also help us to seek to amend whatever may be wrong in our own lives. Fill us with your Spirit, that we might overflow with boldness and seek out and invite others with whom we might share the good news about Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, I think most of you know this much, that God chose David for some really important kingdom work. Probably all of you know this, that God also chose Mary for some real important kingdom work. There is one more person I should mention here, at least one more. But I will do that later on. God took David out of a sort of unlikely place to be a king, out of the unsanitary conditions of the field. He was a shepherd, out there sleeping with the animals and whatever they left on the ground. Mary might have been considered a nobody. From Nazareth, not exactly a city of high reputation. She was a teenager engaged to marry an older man. This was not unusual. Many men had to work some years to have enough to support a wife. At least he would be able to help her survive. But David was the youngest in the family. His brothers were probably shocked to see him chosen king over them. And perhaps a little bit unhappy, too. If you look at them at the time, at first glance, neither of them seemed to have any great skill. Neither of them had much money. They certainly did not have any reputation that we know about that would have caused them to be chosen. They were not in an exalted position or a position of power. Here is another example of how different God is from us. God makes great things out of nothing. He makes great people out of those who are lowly esteemed by his power and his grace. Sometimes it almost looks like God is doing things backward from how things are usually done. We might wonder, why are you serving us, Lord? Shouldn't we be serving you? And in our reading from 2 Samuel tonight, it was bothering David that he was living in a magnificent house of cedar, but the ark of the Lord was located in a tent. And David wanted to rectify this situation by building an appropriate house for the Lord. Now, I wonder how many of you, if someone cared for you and wanted to build you a new house, would turn it down. Not too many, I would guess. I wouldn't turn it down. We built our current house 30 plus years ago, and I'm ready for a new one. But here again, God is much different than us. So he sent Nathan to tell David that God had not lived in the house since the day when he had brought Israel out of Egypt. Nor had he ever requested that someone build him a house. God had been moving around in a tent for his dwelling. Instead of David building God a house, God had a better idea. God declared to David that he was going to build David a house. Well, David already had a house to live in, you say? Yes. But God was going to build David a different kind of house. 2 Samuel tells us the house that God was going to build would be from the body of David. David's offspring would constitute a special family. And God would establish through this family a kingdom that would stand forever. And keep in mind, this all goes back to God calling a young shepherd boy to be king of Israel. Think of all the people of higher and noble birth that God could have chosen, but God did not. God chose the lowest person on the family tree. And how do you think Mary felt? The Son of God? She was going to be the mother of the Son of God? Shouldn't someone higher be given that honor? Don't you think that Mary at some time must have asked the question, doesn't the Most High deserve better than this? Someone a little better situated than me? Now think of it. The Lord's coming made him for a time the obedient little boy of a teenage pregnant mother. That's not all. It made him a son of David, though he was David's eternal Lord. The Lord joined David's family tree. He could have even called David Grandpa while David was calling him Lord. To the outside world, that might seem a little absurd. Even we may not be that comfortable with it. But that doesn't matter to the Lord one bit. That is how he planned to do it. Oh, the mysterious ways of the Lord. I wonder if anyone sees where this is headed tonight. I gave you a clue at the start of the message. I said God chose David for important kingdom work. And God chose Mary for important kingdom work. And God chose at least one more person that should be mentioned. Wonder if you know who that is. God chose you. We have nice people here. I consider many of you very good friends and dear people. But none of us, myself included, are exactly the high-born of the world. We don't have great stature or power or position in the eyes of the world. But God chose us. He has brought himself down to you and me. He is beneath us to uphold us. He is around us to protect us. And he's here that he might serve us. Yes, He still rules over us in love and mercy. And yes, He does have important kingdom work for us to do also. No, He's not a son to any of us. But He has made Himself your brother. That's what it says in the Holy Scriptures. In Matthew 12, verse 46, it says, "While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, His mother and brothers stood outside waiting to speak to Him." And someone told Him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." And He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And pointing to His disciples, He said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." He has made you part of His family. He has made you an heir of heaven and eternal life. You and I have serious enemies: sin, death, and the devil. But Jesus is taking care of that. It will be finally taken care of in His good time. He has even done this. He has joined His name to yours in the waters of baptism. What's this mean? You also have found favor with God. And that means that if you face serious trouble tomorrow, He will be there. As I stand here, some of our people at St. Mark are facing serious trouble tonight. But Jesus is still in charge. If things are not going well, He is still your King, and His kingdom will have no end. You don't have to work harder to reach up to God. He has come down to be with you. And if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, He will exalt you. He will lift you up. Think of it. You have been chosen to be a brother or sister and a servant of the Lord. So let us say with Mary tonight these words: "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." In Jesus' name, amen.